Microphone check. Does my mic sound nice? Yes, it does. Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time. We focus on the real journey to being 1% better every damn day. It's About Damn Time, Jerry Damn in the building. And y'all, if y'all new here, you really shouldn't be new. I mean, I've been doing this for like over 170 episodes. Like, you really shouldn't be new. But if you are, you know I'll be here. We are here to make you 1% better every day. We're just having conversations and revelations that will take you there. I'm going to have a conversation with somebody who I need to have a conversation with. I'm going to tell you a story about what took me so long to have this conversation with this person in a second. But it's about damn time that we focus on motivation. Because sometimes motivation ain't enough, and we need to figure out ways on how we can be successful. And I'm talking to somebody who seems to be always motivated. Like she do so much shit. Every time I'm on social media, I see your posters, I'm like, man, I am tired for you. Like, so I am over here talking to Ron Brown. Like, Ron, you photography, podcasting, community service work, radio. What don't you? First of all, I'm gonna introduce you and say hello so you can start talking. But then I'm gonna ask you, what don't you do? So what's going on? How you doing?
First of all, y'all, I was on the hella waiting list to be on this podcast. So let me get that part out the way. Jesus Christ, damn! It's really about damn time. Good Lord, I've been waiting forever. Ooh, Lord. Lord, if you trying to get on this podcast, sign up today. Just sign up today, because you're going to wait a little while, but just sign up today if you're trying to get on this podcast. Inbox him right now with your bio so you can get on this podcast, because it's going to be a minute. And that's okay.
That's funny. You're not the only one that has said this. And as I told you earlier, okay. All right. So let me tell you the story. So me and Ryan, we met on social media. We vibe and everything. Ryan, she had me on her podcast. I was very grateful. She was like, I'm gonna have you on mine. And so y'all know how I be like overthinking and shit, right? So I'm like, I need to have like this topic. You know, I need to have a killer topic for Ryan. And even before we actually talked about you being on my podcast, I had your name already written down on my notes.
Okay.
So I already had potential guests. And so my thought process usually is, okay, either I have a topic in mind or I might have a person in mind, and I just try to match it up.
Okay.
But I am like, I don't know, I'm a sociopath or something. I don't know what's wrong with me. So I'll be torturing myself. And so I'm sitting there like, you know, I come up with topics like, nah. And the crazy thing, and I really meant this when I said it, when I posted on Facebook to you, I will go through a process where I like, I'm gonna overthink, like, this is what the topic's gonna be. Then I'm like, I got this outline all laid out. We're gonna sit there and do this. And then like 5 minutes before we start recording, I'll be like, screw it. Let's just talk. So yeah, I'm working on it. I'm trying to be more like relaxed. Cause you know, you be on the mic. When I'm on the mic.
I say this over, talking to another overthinker. So I've been weaning myself off of it, but overthinking causes procrastination.
Yes. 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 It does. Which is why I'm trying to be a little bit more like, when a thought pops in my head, I sent that to you the next day. Like, I literally spent all of Juneteenth working on potential guests.
Yeah.
And I sent you the message the next day. I was like, let me not procrastinate anymore. So I'm getting there. I'm working on it.
That's perfectly okay. But stop overthinking. Like, if you already got, because if you already have good guests, especially guests that can talk about whatever, any topic, is going to be fine.
That's true. And this particular topic is going to be fire because you fire. You know what I'm saying? So
Period.
So, Rick, how do you do all the stuff that you do? Like, how are you not like, I'm tired for you. How are you managing?
Okay, so I don't know where to start. I don't manage, right? Mm-hmm. Which is the reason why I've had to pull back from some stuff. Mm-hmm. Because just because you can do everything doesn't mean that you have to. Like, right. Sometimes you need to pull back to concentrate on that a particular gift, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. No, it makes a lot of sense.
So you have to figure out, like, you have to figure out what is your real purpose. What is your purpose? You know what I'm saying? So for me, I figured out just recently, you know, like, I was making earrings and all kind of other stuff. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So my purpose is my thing is photography. Mm-hmm. Like, I ain't gonna say photography. I'm gonna say media in general.
Yeah.
Media in general, not necessarily photography, but media in general. And sometimes we do other things to distract what our real calling is.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. Yeah. That's a good point, because I think I posted something about this like a couple days ago or yesterday. I don't know days, right? I ain't worked 9 months. I don't really know days, but I know at some point in time this week I posted something asking about how do you know what you're great in versus what you could be good in. And I think when you are speaking with people such as yourself, you know what? And I'm gonna try to talk my shit and me, such as yourself and me. You know, that's what I'm
right.
Saying?
Do that.
When you're multifaceted, you have all these passions and everything. You're right. You feel like you need to do them all. You feel like you need to do them all at the same time. Mm-hmm. And while you're trying to do all of them at the same time, you are failing miserably at all of them because you're not putting all the focus, the energy in it.
That's right.
And it's like, how do you figure out like what that purpose is? So for you, you do a lot, and you like, you know what, media, that's my purpose, and you was able to figure that out. Was that just like some self reflection type shit, like, or did it take a while, or just it was like a light bulb that went off? Because some of us, namely me, is struggling to try to figure out what that purpose is like, and how you figure it out.
How did I figure it out? It's just kind of like a light bulb in a sense, you know what I'm saying? So at the point where people are heavily recognizing me for my media stuff, I'm like, okay, this is it. Because I'm hard on myself. So like, even when my videos and stuff are shown in public, in my mind, I'm still like, dang, why I edited like that? Dog, I should have never used that transition. I should have used something else. That's me. But man, got people in high places that are heavily like commending me on my media work. So it's like, you can't be too bad. These people clapping.
Right. Oh, I feel that so much. Cause that's me. I will work on, I'll be up 3 or 4 in the morning working on a few clips, mm-hmm. for the podcast. And then I'll post it and I'll go back and look at it. I hate that. That was a rough cut. Like, I should have made that a little bit smoother. Like, and I want to take the whole damn thing down and start back over. Right. I'm just like, just relax. Uh-huh. Yep. No one's gonna notice. It's covered with music anyway right now. Just
right. So it's just, you know, you just know. You know what I'm saying?
No. It sounds right. I mean, you talking about, okay, you're doing something that you're passionate about, and then everyone is talking to you and telling you like you're so good at it. Mm-hmm. I think for me, it's more so if that I'm motivated to do something and then I'm working on it and then I might get the praise for it, but it's almost like I think it's human nature. You magnify that. You might have like 150 you so good, and you had one person to go, I mean, you know who else?
Yeah.
And then I focus on that. It's all right. And they didn't even say it was bad. They was like, hey, maybe you should have added this and this. And I'm like, see, I'm horrible. This sucks. I can't do it.
Okay, so I'm gonna say this part though. Like, I had got heavy criticisms. I ain't finna sugarcoat nothing. I got heavy criticisms from certain people, like when I started in photography. Mm-hmm. Okay. But I had to kill all that noise because, like, I got pictures around the world. So who are you?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Who are you? So that's how I kill all that noise. I'm like, bro, I got pictures all over the world. Like, people around the world got my photography and stuff in their house. So, like,
mm-hmm. And I think that's what you have to like look at, like, for why listen to people's advice or people's criticism when they're not in their passion, they're not doing anything, what you're doing.
And that's very true. And then you have to, like, some people criticism, I do listen to people criticism and retreats. I do listen to them. But at the mm-hmm. same time, when I have my own style, you know what I'm saying? Like, the criticism, the critique that you've given me, you trying to make my stuff look like everybody else. Because you do it by the book. You know what I'm saying? So my style is going to be my style. So I get your critique. I understand what you're saying, but that's not my style. That's not how I choose to do it. So sometimes with critique, you got to shut it down just because that's not your style.
Exactly. Exactly. We all are unique individuals.
Exactly.
So you found the purpose thing. All right. You got that. You got that locked down and everything. You're motivated to start doing stuff. So tell me about what happens when that motivation starts to wane. What happens when you start getting tired? Like, how do you push through?
I take a break. See, people tend to wear themselves out because they want to keep going, persevere, resilience. No, go sit down. Okay. Go sit down. It's okay.
I don't know. I mean, you're right. But...
It's okay. It's okay. Just because you take a pause to get yourself together or to get your motivation back in order, that don't mean you a quitter. You just taking a break. That's all. That's it.
All right. So here's what I need your help on. All right. Because I hear your answer, mm-hmm. right? And you're right. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I just, like, personally for me, I just mm-hmm. feel like, damn, man, you take a lot of breaks. Like, is you that tired? Like, I feel like we got to get out of this mindset where we're wearing ourselves down and burn out and grind, that grind mentality and everything. But I feel like once I get into a groove on stuff, mm-hmm. that's when I'm like, okay, I am so tired. I'm burning the candle at both ends. I'm trying to do this. Yeah. I'm trying to do that. I'm looking for a job. I'm trying to grow the podcast. I'm trying to be consistent with episodes. I'm trying to monetize. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to do. Right. And so I'm literally doing all this. Plus, I'm like, okay, I need to be the best brother I could be, son, father, friend. And so mm-hmm. now I get to the point where I get to critical burnout. I don't even want to answer the phone. I don't want to be on social media. I just want to sit there and lay in bed and watch Scrubs. Like, that's it.
And take time to do that. Take time. Even if it's just 3 days, take time to do that. Take time to do that. It's nothing. There's nothing wrong with it because people will, you know, you need to get on the grind. You need to be here. You need to do this. No, I don't. I'm going to go to sleep. I'm going to rest. Y'all ain't going to see me for another few weeks because I'm going to sit down.
And is that easy for you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
Okay, so yes. I'm the one that's fucked up.
Good, because you have to learn. You have to learn to walk away.
Yeah.
You have to learn to walk away. You have to learn to walk away. Don't worry about me grinding all day and night. No. I'm going to go rest. I'll be at the house. I'll see you in a few weeks. I need to get my mental space back. Because sometimes I'm not as sociable as people think I am. Like, no, yeah. I'd rather stay at home. I'd rather be at home editing pictures by myself in my own little world. So I'm not as sociable as people think I am. Like, no, I'm going to be at the house.
I'm that way too. I'm definitely that way too. Like, I think people don't get confused with this podcast because I'm smiling on here and I'm sitting there making jokes and everything. Look, I'm at the house. I am in bed with the computer on. Now, should I be working in bed? Probably not, but I'm in bed with the computer.
Me too. Same here.
I'm in my room alone and I'm not being bothered. Sometimes that phone ring and I'll be like, okay, I mean, I guess I ain't talking to nobody in 3 days. I guess I need to, you know, establish that I am safe.
Mm. My friends know when Ron isolate. Shink. Don't bother her. Sometimes I will text my friend like, look, I'm losing it. Give me a week, or something like that.
Right.
Sometimes it's okay to tell people, look, I need a mental break. I've done a lot. I've been doing a lot. I've been through a lot. I need a mental break. I will hit y'all up when I feel like hitting y'all up.
I think for me, like going back to what you said about taking a break, you know, and doing it whatever you want to, not feeling guilty about it. I tend to feel like I have this. I feel like I'm being lazy. I'm trying to balance what's rest, adequate rest, and rest in what you need versus just being unmotivated and just lazy and not wanting to do anything. Like, how can you tell the difference? Because sometimes I don't know if I can.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, because I feel like when I'm working, I'm working. I'm like, I'm on it. I'm eat, breathing, living, sleeping, all that things with it. And then I hit like a little hump and I'm like, oh shit, I'm tired. And then when I'm tired, I'm tired. I'm tired for a long time and I'm sitting there and I'm just like, in my brain, I know that I'm tired, but I'm like, I need to do something. But I'm like, I ain't got the energy to do it. And so it feels like those breaks take longer and longer.
Yeah, you have to make stuff a routine. Because I remember like the last couple of years on my job, like I wouldn't take days off.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would work every day I'm supposed to be at work. I'm at work. Not no more. What? Watch how fast I take a day off work. I take a day off work just because, like right now, today, tomorrow, and the next day, I'm.
What flipped that switch to make you start doing that? Like, what happened?
Because if anything happened to me, my job gonna keep going.
Right. Right.
So, why push myself every day to go to work?
Yeah.
When I'm tired, I can and take off. So, just an instance, like when I was a pharmacy technician and I had the brain aneurysms. You think my job ain't shut down because I was dying? I'm on my deathbed. My job didn't shut down not once.
That's a real ass way to look at it. Like, for real. That's real. Like, the shit didn't stop. It didn't stop.
It did not stop.
You were literally fighting for your life. And then you're like, okay, get somebody to fill in for Ron so we can keep making this money.
Period.
Yeah.
So, yeah. If I feel like my eyes ain't blinking correctly, look, I'm not coming today because I'm trying to blink my eyes and they just not blinking correctly. So yeah, see y'all tomorrow.
The blinking ain't blinking, so I'm out. I'm out. But that's such a real thing because I remember in my last job, like I felt like I had one of the reasons I had to prove that, you know, my value. I'm always trying to. That's another problem I got. I'm always trying to prove my value to people.
That's where we different at because I was raised that I ain't got no point to prove.
You messed up. You messed up, mama. You ain't raised me right. Nah, shout out to my mama.
You ain't do right. Your mama ain't do right. She ain't do right.
I'm playing, mama. Don't put me. Cause she still a hood me at 45.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Don't put me, mama.
Mine too. Yeah, I was. I don't have no point to prove.
Yeah, I just thought I had to, I have COVID, and I go home, or I was working from home, and I remember knowing that I had COVID. Instead of me sitting there taking the rest of the day off, I'm sitting there trying to move the mouse around, still trying to move and work when I got COVID, and I'm just like damn near functional. And they were like, "Why don't you just take off?" I'm like, "Oh, I mean, because the team, then somebody had to take my spot. Who? That ain't your problem.
That's not your problem.
That ain't your problem. Like, why am I sitting here moving mouses around in van trying to type up a report and I can barely see?
Come on. Yeah. If my fingers twitch too bad, hey y'all, look, my hands, they twitching. I can't see y'all tomorrow.
And you know what? You this is a point that just popped in my head that I didn't get and I didn't grasp, mm-hmm. is that I'm working at a job where I got COVID. I'm still trying to prove myself, and I'm still motivated to sit there and push and show people who, you know, I'm a dedicated worker. But I ain't doing that for my own shit. Like I'm in self-doubt for my own shit. Like I'm not pushing hard. I'm not sitting there like going hard for myself. I'm like, well, I'll wait another day. Right. And that's not even a whole rest thing. That's like what you said, you know, that procrastination thing when you overthink it. And I'm overthinking about work on trying to be the valuable employee. So right. I'm still, that's crazy.
That's crazy. So what I had came up with some of my friends, like all of us who have a 9-to-5 and stuff, like some of the people that I work with, I call it Mind Your Business Monday. So I call it Mind Your Business Monday. So every Monday we focus on our businesses. Mind your business. And that's what we focus on. So Mondays, make sure you handle your business for your business.
That's real. I like that. Yeah. I like that. And you know what? So subconsciously, I think I do that. I think when Monday comes around, I'm like, okay, I'm trying to make sure this podcast, you know, is good for Tuesday. I'm trying to, come up with the game plan and the strategy on how this week going to go as far as posting them. Yeah, like I think subconsciously I definitely do that, but you know, I want it now. When you said that, I want to consciously do that. I want to be like, all right, it's Monday. Shut all this shit down. Y'all talk to me tomorrow. Like I gotta work on this.
And
not be focused on trying to save the world and do everything else.
Because you can't save the world. Jesus Christ.
I'll be trying. I'm the same way.
I used to try as well, but it's a couple of things I've realized. Don't get caught up in somebody else's dreams and forget about yours.
I saw when you posted that.
Because we so busy helping people or guiding people, especially like with podcast stuff, that we forget, like, even though we can tell other people what to do, we barely doing what we doing. I haven't did a podcast honestly in a couple of months. I'm just now realizing that I haven't did one in a couple of months. It's because I was so busy doing work for other people, right, or trying to work for other people that I forgot. Like I got a whole platform that I ain't even been on in a couple of months because I'm too busy helping other people fulfill their dreams. And I'm over here.
Yeah, and it sneaks up on you too, because I think motivation is like, it's contagious, like at least for me. So if I see somebody that's inspired, they doing something that I think is lovely, and they talk to me in a passionate way about it, hell, I'm all in. I'm pouring in. I might be working harder than that person. Like, oh, like, yeah, let's do this. You know, I know this is your dream. Let's do this. I want to make sure that your dream comes. Mm-hmm. And I'm neglecting my shit. I ain't posted in a while. I'm like, when last time did a clip? And then I get tired. I'm like, I don't need to rest. And now I'm feeling guilty because I got to rest. I've neglected my brand, and now I got to rest too. So now it takes even longer for me to sit there and come back.
Right. I have had to walk away from several. I've had to walk away from several things. I even took a break from church. I was I see y'all in a few weeks.
But that's real. You were listening to your body. You know what I mean? You're listening to your mind, your soul, your spirit, and you're like, yeah, right, I need it.
Yeah, I need to take a break. I said, but I'll be back. But right now, I had too much going on with work, personal stuff, business stuff, other people's business stuff, I'm like, look, I'm five steps from crashing out. I got to go. Because it's okay. Because it's okay to, like, people, sometimes people don't want to, sometimes people just automatically crash out and they don't want to admit, like, listen, right, I am three steps from crashing out and I need to relax from a few things or step back from a few things before I flip these tables over. And some people just automatically do it without admitting, hey, I need help or I need to rest or whatever.
You think it's because they just ignore the signs and everything?
They wanna persevere. They wanna push through.
They wanna be resilient.
They wanna be resilient. They wanna have this overcoming story about their life. Like, yes, I did this when I only had one arm, two toes. Y'all can have that story. I don't want this story. I have that story at one point. I don't want that story. I want to be graceful in my victory. I want to be graceful. I want to look good in my victory. I don't want to be tore down and, yeah, I went through the fire. No, not me. Not me. No.
I walked around it.
I walked around it. I already had a bucket of water with me. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. Y'all can have it.
I told somebody I felt like the reason why, one of the reasons why that's embedded in our culture and why we feel like we have to do it. I blame VH1, like the little True Hollywood Story type thing.
Behind the music.
Yeah. I blame Behind the Music because you would see, okay, they was grinding and they was working hard and everything. Then they had like one little setback and it was like, it's probably, you know, drugs or gambling or whatever. Or something. And then after that, they persevered and now they're back and they're here to stay. I'm like, that's me. I need to do that too. I don't know. But it's like embedded in my brain. So I'm like, all right, you know, especially when you see stuff on social media, like, you know what? You can't quit right now because if you, you're right there on the brink. When you're ready to quit, that's when you're ready to turn around. I'm like, well, man, if this don't turn around in 2 weeks, I'm quitting.
Don't be afraid to quit. I be telling people that don't be afraid to quit. It's okay to quit. It's okay. Sometimes that what you doing ain't for you. That ain't what God told you to do. That ain't your calling. That ain't your purpose. So it's okay to quit. I know it sounds crazy, but it's okay to quit.
So how do you know when it's okay to quit? How do you know that you don't need to, because I guess when it's your purpose, you like, all right, I'm gonna take a break. I just need to reset and everything.
Yeah.
But when you're not sure it's your purpose or you're trying to figure that out, how do you know when to quit?
Okay, so for me, what I do is I wanna do a real creative retreat. Like, I'm trying to plot that out as well, but I do mental retreats. Like, you know, I know sometimes people sit down and kind of, you know, when they have that reevaluating their life type stuff, but like, you really need to sit down and focus on what you want to do with your life or what you want to do with your skills. I don't think people, and it's social media fault. I honestly do blame it on social media because everybody trying to do what everybody else doing.
Yeah.
So like, people have approached me several times asking me why I'm not some type of social media influencer. I probably could be, but do I want to sit up and record myself every day? No. It's not in me to do so. Like, I'm not finna sit up here and record every little thing I do or when I go places, like record me eating at the restaurants and stuff. That's not me.
I want to, but I don't want to. Like, you know what I mean? social media tells me that maybe I should do this, but I just like, I don't
want to do that. I like to enjoy the moment.
Yeah,
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I like to enjoy my moment without, you know what I'm saying, like recording everything I'm doing. Like I want to enjoy my moment, and that's just the type of person I am. That's what's like, it's not in me to be no type of influence, and that, like, that's why a lot of people don't even know half the stuff I do, because I don't never post it.
Yeah.
Cause I don't never take pictures. I don't never broadcast it. My credentials or nothing like that. I don't never do that. So a lot of people probably don't even know exactly what I be doing. Cause I just, I'm just not, you know, that's just not me. And it's hard for me to, actually lean into it, because that's not naturally, that's not who I am.
Yeah. That makes sense. The last year I've definitely did things and I might take pictures for me. They never really made the I ain't post about it. Like if I went to an exhibit or I traveled here or I did that, you don't know. Like, you know, I do living in the moment, but I, going back to what you said about social media and how it's helpful and promoting, but it's woo, that shit be wearing you out. So like for me, let me be real. Okay. So talking to you, I'm gonna be honest and I'm gonna be real on this. So was it yesterday? No, 2 days ago on social media, I'm minding my own business, right? I look and I see that somebody was like, yo, you know, congratulations, thank y'all so much. I got, these downloads, in a couple of days, and it's popping out here and everything. I'm just like, what? Like, and it's not like the person's content is bad. They're not. Sometimes.
So let me put a note right there too. Go ahead, keep going. I got a note.
Okay.
You say content bad. I got a note right. Go ahead.
I don't think it's bad. But I think so much is just, I was like, it was a little creative jealousy. I'm like, I'm sitting here busting my ass and I'm trying to make this work, and I am not getting these numbers. And this person's like, and very positive. They're like, you know, it's a blessing, all this other stuff. I went nuts. Like I was like, me and Dan, my Chad TBT, we had a whole conversation. I had like paragraphs. I went in, and it wasn't that I was hating on the person. I was very happy with that person. I'm just like, why is it? And sometimes that happens every few months, and I'm torturing myself, because of social media, instead of just being like, look, your path is your path. You're gonna figure it out. You're gonna make it work. Whatever is for you is for you. I hear that. I believe that, but
I get it. And that's just something you have to get used to, because sometimes I be looking like, oh, they booked such and such to do that. I'm just being honest. I just be like,
yeah, I'm just being honest. Honest.
that guy, I'm gonna do that. When you know you battle.
Right. Right. That's how you wanna approach that subject. You could have got me on that. I could have killed that. You could have been on my show for that. Ooh, okay. That's your clips? Like you ain't wanna put no sauce on there at all? You just wanna
No caption?
Nah, you just pulling that right from Riverside. Like, you didn't put no little treatment on there? Nothing? Like, okay.
Ah.
Cool. Open clips. Okay, I get it.
I understand what you're saying, but you just got to know your path, because I look at it like, that's what they doing is smiles compared to what I did.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how I look at things. Like, okay, they got him to do that, but not already. When you on a greater level, you know what I'm saying? It hit different. So that's why I don't be focused on. That's one thing I don't do. I'm never focused on what everybody else got going on.
Yeah,
You only can focus on you.
Yeah.
That's it. You got to focus on your podcast, your media consultation, and you got to focus on what you got going on. Cause you can't do what it, you can't do what everybody else doing. So like somebody asked me about being a motivational speaker. I probably could, but I'm not.
You could be a motivational speaker. You could be a motivational speaker. You know, I get you. But you could. Like and the thing about it is I feel the same way because I was on a podcast episode and I had some friends tell me that I should be a motivational speaker and doing all the stuff and don't get me wrong, in a pinch when you know friends call and they need some kind of speech, you know, some rah-rah good speech and somehow the universe, God, I pull it out of my behind. It just comes to me, and I'm able to deliver it. But then everybody, they want me to do it every time. I'm like, I don't even know how I'm doing this the first time. So I get it. There's some motivation there. But I personally, because this is me, because I feel like it's a gift from God.
Yeah.
I don't know how I can monetize that or be like, okay, or even just... how I can just do it on command. Cause I don't know when. Cause a lot of times, hey, you know, somebody's going through something, talk to me. Here you go, Jerry. You're a mental health advocate. Go. And I'll be like, four score and 7 years ago. And I just started talking and then maybe some shit come out. And it's like, okay, it was great, but I don't know where to start from.
Well, sometimes you gotta learn your place. You have to learn your place and your position. I tell people that too, because for instance, for me, when I used to be in, just say for instance, when I used to do group projects, I knew one thing, I could never be the leader because for one, I never felt like I had leadership skills. You have to be a special type of person to have lead. And I tell people that all the time, everybody ain't no leader. Okay, you have to be a special type of person to have leadership and to develop leadership skills. So I knew I was never leading. Even when people weren't around, you lead. No, I'm not. I'm an executor. You tell me what need to be done. Watch me do it.
Right.
So when it comes to speaking, I can speak. I've had my times. When I was in college, I was on a debate team and all that kind of stuff. So I have the speaking experience, but for me, that's not my position. I'm an executor. I am okay with taking directions and making stuff happen.
Yeah.
So sometimes you have to learn. Even when people say, "Oh, you can do this, you can do this," that's not my position. I probably could do it. I can monetize being a speaker easily, but that's not my position. That's not what I'm, not now. Put it like this, not now.
Right.
Maybe later on in life or something like that, you know, but as of now, I'm an executor.
And I think that's a good thing to be self-aware that you can evaluate yourself and see where you are now because people will gas you up. And not that they're trying to gas you. Let me not say that. But they may just... They're looking at it from different perspectives.
Yeah, and they might be like, okay, absolutely.
You should do this. And for example, Jerry, you got a great personality. You should get into sales. No, not at all. I don't want to sell. I have trouble selling myself to people. You think I'm sitting there selling a product?
I don't even tell people what I do for a living.
Right. I need to work on that shit for me. You telling me?
I don't even tell people what I do for a living. A lot of people don't even know what my 9-to-5 is.
but I'm gonna sell some other stuff. No, I am not. I am not going to do that. But it's about being self-aware that you look into that. Because for me, motivational speaker one-on-one with somebody when we had a phone conversation? Absolutely. Have me on stage. And being in front of a group and doing motivational speaking? No, because you know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of like 1988, giving my Easter speech at Starlight Baptist Church on Greenwood, Morningsport Road. And I'm holding the mic and it's shaky and I'm just like, happy Easter day. No, I don't want no parts of that. I don't want any parts of that. I still got trauma.
Well, see, for me, when I'm behind the mic, I'm somebody else.
Okay.
So whenever I'm behind the mic hosting something or performing or something like that, I'm a different person. Once I let that mic go, I'm back in my shell. Leave me alone. I don't want to talk to y'all. Leave me alone. I'm finna go home.
I like that though. I like that.
It's a different person. It's a different person.
Yeah.
So
because it's Jared. So yeah, I guess I get you.
It's different. It's a different person. So sometimes you got when it's time for you to speak, you just got to think like that. Like I'm a different person. This is a different type of me when I'm behind the mic. Even when I'm podcasting, like I'm okay. I'm talkative now and yah yah key key key. Yeah, as soon as you press end.
Like, as soon as the podcast is over, I'm going to lay down.
Because
I've expelled so much energy being this person. And I'm like, all right, that's draining.
It is extremely draining, extremely mentally draining as well. So, like, sometimes I do one event and I have to take a break because my social meter is in the negative.
Yeah.
I done talked to y'all long enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't think a lot of people that when you're a charismatic person, and you're a very charismatic person. Mm-hmm. When you're a charismatic person, I don't think a lot of people love that energy. And they wanna continue to get it. And sometimes it's not even in a selfish way. You get outside in 70 degrees, the sun feels good on your face. So you wanna keep that. Or, you know, like, you know, soaking in a warm bath, you want to do that. I think it's the same type of flow that you like, okay, ooh, raw energy. I love raw energy. Hey, Ron, what's up? I'm like, I ain't got it today, y'all. I'm not being Ron Brown today. I am not being Ron Brown today. I ain't got it.
It ain't in me. It's not in me today. Yeah. Nah, yeah. You know, that's me 100%. Like, nah, dog, all right. You give him that hit. Yeah. All right, man. See y'all later. Yeah.
Jared, don't you wanna I don't wanna do any of that. I don't wanna come over. Cause I come there, you gonna want me to perform. Even though you say I don't need to perform, I'm gonna have to perform. I'm gonna tell jokes. I'm gonna
do something. Need this energy. Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, thank you.
Yes.
No, thank you.
Yeah. You gotta take a break, man. You gotta take a break.
All right. So I do want to ask you this before we get towards the end, because this is a question that popped up with me with motivation, and it's something that I guess I kind of been wrestling with for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen like little things where they talk about, you know, motivation kind of gets you started, but, you know, it's not enough. And discipline, like I think you talked about routine before, but discipline plays a major factor in everything. So, I completely feel like, and I think it's why I wrestle with the lazy versus taking a break thing, because I completely feel that I'm not disciplined, and my lack of discipline is the reason why I am not successful. So what do you do when motivation is starting to get a little low? Because it's like, okay, you know, when you first started, it's all good. When motivation started getting a little low, what do you do to keep that routine going and stay disciplined?
Okay, so for me, when this is every day. I wish my coworkers was on here because they'd be like, yeah. Every day I have my iPad with me when I'm sitting at my desk at work. So half the day I'm honestly listening to motivational speeches and sermons. Like daily, like soon as I get in my office, get settled, I'm listening to a lot of motivational speeches, whether it's 5 minutes or whether it's 2 hours. Like I'm listening. Like you have to keep your brain, especially these days with social media or whatnot. Like you have to continuously keep your brain filled with positivity. You know what? I honestly avoid people who gonna piss me off. Because, you know, sometimes you run into that one person, like, no matter what they say or do, they're going to piss you off. I don't talk to them. I don't talk to him. You have to stay motivated, because if not, like, being on social media all the time, you know, it's like, dang, they doing this. Why ain't did this? That's when you start feeling defeated. Like, yeah. Oh, they doing this. They getting a million views and they just eating at McDonald's. Like, how they do that? You start to feel defeated. Like, I eat at McDonald's all the time. I can record myself eating chicken nuggets.
You kind of get yourself gassed up. Like, yeah, I can do this.
Yeah, but nah, you just honestly have to continue to fill yourself up with positivity. You know what I'm saying? So I be sure daily, I listen to at least average 3 to 4 sermons a day.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Average. That's average. Wow. 3 to 4 sermons a day, average. Now, I'm not finna, look, now, I ain't saying I'm holier than thou, okay? So, I'm not saying that at all. But, yeah, 3 to 4 sermons a day, average. 3 to 4 motivational speakers, average, a day. So, you just have to, and that's because of what I do. Just sitting, because I'm always at my desk editing pictures or editing videos or making graphics or something like this. So I have the ability to do that. Even audiobooks. I listen to a lot of audiobooks as well. So you just gotta continue to find a way to continue to fill your brain up with positivity. So yeah,
that's real.
And don't get me wrong, even though I do that, my motivation still gets low. Because the motivational speakers, they don't do what I do on a daily basis.
Exactly.
They making millions of dollars just on stage talking.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I listen to them to a certain extent. Because I'm like, you ain't been through what I've been through. You know what I'm saying? So, you don't know. Everybody gets depressed differently. Everybody gets down differently. So, I listen to them to a certain extent. I'm like, I mean, I get what you're saying, but you ain't been through what I've been through. You know what I'm saying? So you listen to them to a certain extent, and then you always make sure you have friends that are a safe space for you as well. Because I have friends that I can talk to about anything. So anytime I'm feeling down or defeated, I got a friend that I can call right now. My bank account is in the hole, $200, and I'm trying to see. If they don't get on Facebook and say, run, broke, I get on Facebook and say I'm broke. You know? I be hoping my Cash App go ding a ding a ding. You know? I get on Facebook and say I'm broke. But, you know, I thank God for my friends who are my safe space when I'm feeling down, because I'm still dealing with my condition and stuff like that. So, like, I be needing it bad. So
and I know this is like a little audible on the question. Since you talked about your condition, I know we talked about it. Like, you kind of apprehensive at first about talking, you know, being open up and talking about it and everything, and now you kind of you made some decisions. You decided you were going to kind of talk about it again.
Yep.
What influenced that? And for people that don't know who listened to this for the first time, talk a little bit. You talked a little bit about it before, but talk a little bit about it.
So I had multiple brain aneurysms. I had 3 brain aneurysms on my brain at one time. I had brain surgery. I got brain clips on my brain. My brain was bleeding heavily. That's the part that almost killed me. My brain wouldn't stop bleeding. And I've been dealing with, it's been 10 years, because it happened January 2015. So I chose to be, and I'm also having a brain aneurysm awareness walk this year as well, September 27th. So I just chose to be more open about it, because there's no reason to keep it locked in.
Yeah.
Because can't nobody, because a lot of people don't know by looking at me that something had happened to me. So I just choose to be more open about it, because there's no reason to keep it in. Like, people can't help me or be there for me if I keep it locked in. You know what I'm saying? Right. So that's why I chose. That's why I choose to be more open about it.
And I love that. I love that you are. I remember when you told me you were gonna start being more open about it. I was like, see, and going back full circle moment, I had a whole topic in mind. Yeah. About talking about the brain aneurysms at first, when I first pitched it, you're like, I don't really talk about that. I was like, okay, back to the drawing board. See, that's the reason why we waited so long, because you had me in my head. See, I knew it wasn't me.
check this out too, though. So, like, people don't know how hard it is to talk about trauma.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, don't nobody want to. I mean, we all can laugh about it now. You know what I'm saying? You remember that time I died?
Right.
You're like, right. We could probably laugh about it now, but then it was not.
Right.
It was not funny, like, at all. Like, some of my friends still cry about it today. Mm-hmm. And it's been 10 years. And some of my friends still hoop and holler about it today. Like, that's how bad and traumatic that it was.
I mean, you just described it to me and I had to fight back tears. So yeah, I mean, I can imagine, you know, but you're right what you're saying about the trauma thing. I was recently told, and this has been sitting with me for a little while, and I just did a clip about this. I was recently told that, you know, I was mentioning how open I am, and they were like, I don't even think you're that open. and then they either kind of describe why, and I was just like, yeah, I'm not that open. I don't like talking about the trauma. I kind of want to talk about like how I'm motivated and I'm still pushing through and everything. But sometimes when I don't feel like pushing through, I feel like the message is like fake. Because I can't give you that quote unquote motivation that I'm supposed to give you. And so I'm just quiet instead. But the weird thing about it is when I'm watching other people's content and they're just real about their experience, like I literally just watched a video about a couple that's trying to get pregnant and the struggles they face while she was doing her makeup and everything. And I'm watching it, I'm just like, I was watching it as just a regular person watching it, but halfway in the middle of it, I was watching it as a creative, like, yeah. Oh shit. Like they just telling their story, you know, and right. You are locked in because you are telling your story.
Right.
And so that's where I'm trying to do more of as well. So a lot of those times where I'm like, I'm in a mood or you know what? I am just jealous of somebody because they got all these downloads in a week and I didn't. And I don't know why, you know, and that's it. You know, that might be it. There's no coffee show at the end. We all come together and it's kumbaya. It's just like, nope, right. that's the episode.
Right. A lot of my motivation just comes from the simple fact that I'm alive.
Yeah.
Point blank period. It ain't no other, like, I can get up and complain all day. My headaches are another level. Okay. My headaches are way different from other people. My headaches are another level and I can get up and complain all day, but I'm alive.
Yeah.
What else you want me to be sad about?
Right.
I laid on my deathbed. So like, what I'm gonna be mad at anything for? I'm alive. That's it. Yeah. That's all.
Yeah,
that's it.
That's the big motivation right there in itself. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's hard. I think it's hard for us. So, you know, I don't think maybe not everyone has had such a huge, you know, life altering event like that.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
But you gotta. But if you had. But somebody. We've all went through something. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And so if you look at it like, oh, I'm still here after. Ooh, I almost got to die from this car wreck, or you know, if I had did this, or for me, you know, succumbing to my mental health aspects that you know, in killing myself, like that, all that stuff you've lived through. And so it's, you got to kind of remind yourself that is a motivation in itself, that you're still here, right, that you're still kicking it, that mm-hmm. what you're doing right now, if you were gone 7 years ago, 10 years ago, mm-hmm. how many people would be affected by that? How many people that you've touched right. since then?
Right.
You
right.
know.
And that's why I tell people it's okay to take a break, because stress will kill you.
Yeah.
Literally. Stress will kill you. Other people with negativity will kill you.
Yeah.
So it is okay. It's okay to take a break. Because if you don't take a break, you will die.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. It just felt right at the moment.
You will die.
It was excellent. Look, Ron, okay, last segment of the show. It's about the entire segment. Since you telling people that they will die, what is it about damn time for people to start doing to work on their purpose, even when motivation ain't always there?
Okay, so check this out. Serious face. Okay, so this is what I thought about this morning, right? So I was up this morning, and I have a day, even though, what is today, Thursday? Well, anyway, I call it Tutorial Tuesday, right? So you got Mind Your Business Monday, you got Tutorial Tuesday. So Tutorial Tuesdays, that's probably the day I skip my motivational speeches and sermon, because I'm on YouTube, like, watching everything. Like, that's part of why I know so much about everything, because I be watching tutorials and stuff, like, on everything. So, like, even today I was looking into photojournalism, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all I could think about is, even though I have pictures around the world hasn't seen enough of me yet. So just think about, even if you get a million views, there are still billions of people in the world who ain't seen you yet. So why are you depriving the world of such awesome talent?
That's real. That's real. I do like the Tutorial Tuesday thing too. I was something I was trying to do weekly. You know what? The bottom line is, I think it's their routine and discipline. Discipline is going to hold you down when motivation
Absolutely.
Leaves. And the fact that you have Mind Your Business Mondays and Tutorial Tuesdays, that's a discipline that you have. This is what I'm locked in. This is what I'm doing. And that's why you continue to get better.
Yep.
You continue to sit there and work towards your goals. Because I have those things in mind, like subconsciously, or I might say it out loud, but quite frankly, I'm not consistent in doing this.
I'm finna say this on my part too. Consistency is rough. Okay. Mm, consistency yeah. is rough. And yeah. that's probably why I take so many breaks. Because once you start being consistent, and it's like, I don't have the, and I think it defeats me in a sense, because I honestly, mentally, I don't have the brain power to talk to people.
Yeah.
When I don't have the brain power to do stuff, that's when I start blaming myself for what happened to me. You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah. consistency for me is rough, because I just honestly, like, I want to be consistent. I wanted to do a podcast every week. I was picked it down. Like, I'm going to do a podcast every Thursday, but I can't. It defeats me, because I'm like, I see people doing podcasts consistently, like weekly, daily, monthly. And I'm like, I would love to, but I can't. Like, yeah. I physically can't do it.
But, you know.
So if I had the ability to, like, really be consistent, I probably wouldn't be working either, because I'd be podcasting on something every day. I just don't have the ability to do so.
But I think you are consistent. I think we have to redefine what consistency looks like for
okay.
us.
Okay.
And so when you're looking at consistency, seeing, okay, they post every week, or they post daily. I mean, I would love to do that too, because I can see the content and all the downloads. It's in my head, but that ain't my lane. That is something that I can do. What does consistency look like for you? And when you figure that out, like, it might be like, hey, I'm gonna go hard for 3 months with podcasts. Yeah. It might be a season. It might be a season, and I go hard for 3 months, and then I take a month or two break. You know, so I can, because remember you didn't say that podcasting is your passion. You said media, and so you always working on media.
That's true.
So while you're on podcasts on hiatus, you can sit there and be working on the photography part and important in that, but right. It's all a part of your whole media company.
You are correct. You said something right. Look at you. Y'all,
look at me. Every once in a while.
Men are right sometimes, y'all.
Sometimes, y'all.
For real.
Even the broken clock is right 2 times a day. You know what I mean?
Come on. You with it? I'm with you. What they say, I'm with you when you're right. I'm with you when you're right.
Ron, tell everybody where they can find you, where they can follow you, where they can get all of this goodness on social media and beyond.
I am Ron Brown on everything from Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Yeah. I need to do better with my YouTube channel. Cause I got my personal YouTube channel and I got the Oso Dope Network YouTube channel. So, you know,
we gonna get there. We're gonna find what consistency looks like, and we're gonna get there.
Because
I'm working on mine too, so I get it.
I want to work more on my personal YouTube page, but I'm like, what I'm gonna put on it? Like, I don't want to talk about myself on my YouTube page. But anyway, you can purchase my prints too. That's why I'm sitting at the desk now. About to add some more prints to my website, www.iamronbrown.com. So I'm finna add some more prints to the website because I done been out taking more pictures and stuff like this. So I'm definitely finna add those. Definitely finna add those to the website.
And don't forget, Run With Ron.
Oh, yes. Run With Ron. You actually can go to www.iamronbrown.com and you can click where it say you can register for the run or you can donate to the Brain Aneurysm Foundation. And then you can also go to www.runwithron.org as well.
I love it. I'm glad. I'm excited that you're doing this. I love having our talks. You inspire. You inspire. Like I got some shit to do after I do this.
Yeah, we need to keep each other accountability partner, especially on Mondays. You know, just do something for you. Do something for yourself. Do something for yourself. Do something for your mind. Mind your business on Mondays.
Whatever your business may be, and minding your business might be you. So mind you.
Yes, mind you. Because listen, take a break. Take a break. It's okay. Sometimes we don't think things are okay, you know, because we do get on ourselves about being quote unquote lazy. Because I remember, like, after my brain aneurysm, when I couldn't do nothing, like I wasn't working, like I would sit. I ain't had no choice to lay in the bed because I couldn't walk. But
why are you making me laugh at this?
Because I'm like, yeah, I just laid in the bed. Yeah, because I couldn't walk. So, yeah, it was naturally that I, after brain aneurysm, I was just laying there. But anyway, I used to cry heavily, daily, because I couldn't work. Because I felt useless just laying. After just laying there. That's all I could do was lay there. Literally lay there. I couldn't even talk. So, like, I just laid there. And I used to cry because I couldn't work. And I felt useless, like completely useless. Like, why am I even here on earth and I can't do anything? You know what I'm saying? So, but my job was still rolling. It's okay to take a break.
Yeah.
It is perfectly okay. It does not make you useless. It does not make you unworthy. You need a break because you definitely can't do nothing when you're dead. Witness. You can't do nothing. You can't do nothing when you dead. So, like,
you can't.
Don't work yourself to death. Like, right. it's not worth it. It's not worth it at all, because as soon as your friend roll, your job is open.
It's hiring. They hiring.
Mm-hmm. Your job won't be hiring. So it's not worth it. Take your break.
See?
If your lips dry, take a break.
Take your break. Which is what me and Ron about to do now, because we about to wrap this and go lay down somewhere.
Yes.
Thank you for joining me this week on It's About Damn Time. Hey, if you like what you heard, follow this podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and IG, and join the conversation on this week's episode. Link to all my socials in the show notes. You can also show love by simply giving me a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And of course, for more blogs, pods, and other digital content, go to thewholedamnshow.com. Until next time, I'll see you next week.